That lovely hot beverage, tea, is one of the most popular liquids regularly consumed by humans. It can give you a lift without the edginess that sometimes accompanies a cup of coffee. Now, there's one specific variety of tea called green tea, for which many marvellous claims are made. But not all green tea is what it's cracked up to be, and in some cases, it can harm you. Now, there are a few different types of tea around. Black tea is popular in Europe, North America, and North Africa, and makes up about 80% of all tea produced and consumed. Green tea makes up most of the rest of the tea that's enjoyed, and it's widely drunk in China, Korea, Japan, and Morocco. Only very small quantities of white tea and oolong tea are drunk. The difference between green and black tea is, firstly, that they tend to come from different varieties of the tea plant, and secondly, how they are processed. The green tea leaves do not go through an oxidizing process, so the leaves contain so-called non-oxidized phenolic compounds, such as catechins, and the teas are lighter in color. However, the black teas do go through an oxidizing process, and so they contain oxidized phenolic compounds such as theoflavones and theorubigins, and the final liquid is darker in color. So the dried leaves of each contain roughly the same levels of proteins and amino acids, about 19% by weight, fiber and other carbohydrates, 33%, fats, 7%, pigments, 2%, and minerals, 5%. The difference is that green tea has no oxidized phenolic compounds, while black tea has about 25%. Now, you've heard of caffeine in coffee, and an average cup has about 100 milligrams. Black tea has about 55 milligrams of caffeine, while green tea has about 20. But it's mostly the phenolic compounds that are claimed to be the basis of all those amazing health effects. A treatment for headaches, various body aches and pains, and depression, as well as a protector against cancers of the stomach, colon, breast, ovary, bladder, and prostate. And just to round things off, green tea is also claimed to protect against osteoporosis and dental caries. But then, many of these supposedly good chemicals are found in fruit and vegetables and in cocoa and wine. But when you look closely at the studies, they're overwhelmingly not human studies. Rather, they're mostly either animal studies or cell line studies on the laboratory bench. And from a statistical point of view, the relatively few human studies are, to put it kindly, suboptimal or not very rigorous. They are mostly low-grade observational studies, not proper double-blind controlled studies. So they didn't account for factors that could alter the results, such as family history, family wealth, diet, and so on. In the overwhelming majority, they can be interpreted as showing that people who have healthy lifestyle habits tend to drink green tea, so drinking green tea is more a result of the healthy lifestyle rather than the cause of the health benefits. And furthermore, the studies are conflicting, with the various health claims being challenged by studies that couldn't find them. Now, about 80% of the green tea is produced in China, and a study in 2006 measured lead levels in Chinese green teas. It found that some of them were 50 times the maximum permitted level. This lead contamination is due to China's massive industrialization. The lead is absorbed from the soil via the roots, or it lands on the leaves from the local environment. Now, some of the chemicals in green tea are quite powerful. So looking not at liquid green tea, but rather at the green tea extract pills sold in health food shops, there are many cases of these pills causing liver damage and visible jaundice, requiring hospitalization. Americans drink about 10 billion servings of green tea each year in various forms. And in 2013, an independent tester of health products of all kinds, ConsumerLab.com, tested green teas. The pre-prepared bottled green tea beverages were mostly loaded with sugar and extra caffeine, and usually did not carry the advertised quantities of good green tea chemicals as claimed on the label. The chemical analyses of the loose leaf and tea bag versions of green tea were similar to the prepared beverages, but without the added sugar. The surprise was that some of the tea bags delivered 2.5 micrograms of lead per serving. Now, green tea was apparently first brewed way back some 28 centuries before Christ in the reign of the Emperor Chen Nung, so it has a long history. Maybe the take-home message is to sip it demurely rather than guzzle down gallons.